You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Certainly, remembering your password is one of the bigger challenges of logging into our various accounts, but now we have a spelling issue to boot.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kurth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hey, Anne.
Hello.
Okay, Anne, so this is kind of a continuation of our conversation about into. And actually, this morning when I logged into my computer, I thought about this.
Okay. Here's the computer. We need to log in. One word or two?
Well, okay, so for me, one word, login, is kind of like collectively the information that I need to get into the computer.
Exactly. That's the noun.
That's the noun. But if I tell somebody, I'm going to go log in now, I think of it as two words.
Yes. And that would be how it is spelled at the moment, that we have a distinction between the noun, our login, which is our name and password or whatever other information we need. That's our login, one word, versus the verb where we are logging in, two words. Next question is, we're logging into our account. Is into two separate words? I am logging in to my account, or am I logging into my account?
So my intuition tells me that I want to make it two words, but I can't explain why.
Because log in is two words, then we're getting log in and then two is a separate word. That is what you will see much of the time. But if you look at published writing, you're starting to see log into, where into is one word. We know that we wouldn't say, I need to log into. We know that log in is functioning as a verb there, which is part of why I think the two is kept separate. But you're starting to see into become one word. It's so common to say, I need to log into this site. I need to log into my account. Now, when you are leaving the computer, are you logging out or off?
Personally, I think I would probably be logging off.
You can't be wrong here, Rebecca. That's the good news. Both of these are in circulation. At the moment, they are pretty much neck and neck with each other. Early on, log off was a little more popular, then log out got momentum behind it. Right now, they're neck and neck. While we're here, do you always log in or do you ever log on?
Well, you know, this morning when I went to log in, my computer was actually like, do you want to log on? I'm like, well, sure. I wanted to log in, but I guess I can log on.
I love that. Again, here we're seeing log in, log on are close. Log in has actually now surpassed, if you look at the Google Books data, appears to have surpassed log on. But log on was more popular earlier in the 2000s, but we seem to have moved more toward log in. This is telling about prepositions in English, which is they're idiomatic and the idiom can change. So we can move from logging on to logging in or logging off to logging out. And we all know what we're doing if we can remember our password.
And sometimes it seems like our language just changes as fast as our technology. Thanks so much for keeping us up to speed.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.